Dear listeners, a warm welcome to a reading from the great work of Revelation, This is My Word, Alpha and Omega, the Gospel of Jesus, the Christ revelation which true Christians the world over have come to know. Christ, the Son of God, during this mighty turn of time, revealed in the prophetic word via his teaching prophetess and emissary Gabriele, details of his mighty presence in Jesus of Nazareth. He said the following to this, I am the Christ of God, the way, the truth, and the life. I am the truth. And the truth that I am shines in countless facets into this world. We are glad that today we may read a chapter to you from this mighty work of Revelation. In chapter 57, we read the words of Jesus from a widely unknown gospel, which Christ himself, via the prophetic word in our time, explains, corrects, and deepens. First, we read in the Gospel of Jesus. At the same time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked him, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of God? And Jesus called a little child to him and put him in the midst of them and said, Verily, I say to you, if you do not change and become as innocent and teachable as this little child, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. But the one who becomes simple like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And the one who receives such a child in my name receives me.
Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. Many souls come into this world with the intention of clearing up in the earthly garment what is still negative in them. They also come with the knowledge that they can be tested and led astray. In their earthly body, which is still developing, they feel very precisely the good and the less good. Souls which have consciously incarnated are very sensitive, for they came inspired with a wish to become divine again. The one who neglects one of these little children or even leads it astray by orienting it towards this world sins against the Holy Spirit. It would have been better for him if he had not aspired to earthly birth. But the one who strives for a lawful life and takes care to guide to me the little children whose earthly bodies are still growing is himself a light-filled being who strives for perfection, for the rebirth in the Spirit of God. The meaning of the word simple is to be discerning, modest, merciful, and kind. The one who neither doubts in God, nor is arrogant towards his neighbor, nor wants to be a know-it-all, but actualizes the commandments of God, becomes wise. The wise one serves his neighbor selflessly. He does not ask for acknowledgement or reward. He gives of himself out of the life of God, which is the fullness. He is the greatest in the kingdom of God, because he fulfills the laws of God. The word the greatest refers to the all law. To be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven means, after physical death, to go into the absolute law, to the beings of light, who live in the all-law, in the greatest, in the eternal, in the all-one God.
In the Gospel of Jesus, we read what Jesus of Nazareth continued to say to his disciples. Woe to the world because of its offenses to others. It is impossible that offenses do not come, but woe to him through whom the offense occurs. Therefore, if your lusts and pleasures cause offense to others, cast them away from you. For it is better for you to enter into life without them than to be cast with them into the everlasting fire. Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. Take care that nothing comes from your mouth that is not divine, and that you do nothing that harms your neighbor and the nature kingdoms. Do not exert pressure on your neighbor, so that you can indulge in your lusts and passions. So do not cause anyone offense by your human behavior, by your inclinations and stirrings. For if your neighbor does not forgive you, you may have to endure for a long time the grief and torment which your neighbor had to bear and endure because of you. The recognition of what you have done to your neighbor can be very painful in your soul, like fire, depending on the causes which were created by you. The meaning of the expression everlasting fire is to suffer for eons.
Jesus of Nazareth continued speaking. We read in the Gospel of Jesus, "Take heed that you do not neglect any of these little ones, for I say to you, their angels perpetually behold the face of God, for the Son of Man has come to save what was lost." Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. Their angels means that the light-filled soul of a child still lives consciously in God and sees into the inner life, which is God. In the Gospel of Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth ends his words with the following: "Likewise, it is not the will of your Father in heaven that one of these little ones should come to suffer harm." Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. He reveals the words, "Likewise, it is not the will of your Father in heaven that one of these little ones should come to suffer harm," mean that the children are the children of the Father, Mother, God, and they are only entrusted to their earthly parents for this earthly existence. At the conception of the earthly body and at the birth of the child, the Eternal assigns to the parents the task of caring for the body of the child in the right way, to accept and receive the child, to care for it and to protect it, and to accompany it on its journey through life. By an exemplary life and by good deeds in the family and for their neighbor.
The Gospel describes more from the life of Jesus of Nazareth. And some who were full of doubt came to Jesus, saying, "You told us that our life and being are from God, but we have never seen God, nor do we know of any God. Can you show us the one whom you call the Father and the only God? We do not know whether there is a God." Jesus answered them, saying, "Hear this parable about the fishes. The fishes of a river spoke with one another and said, 'They tell us that our life and being comes from water, but we have never seen water. We do not know what it is.' Then some of them, who were wiser than the others, said, 'We have heard that a wise and learned fish who knows all things lives in the sea. Let us go to him and ask him to show us the water.' And so some of them set out to search for the great and wise fish, and they finally came to the sea where the fish lived, and they asked him. And when he heard them, he said to them, 'O you foolish fish, that you do not think! Yet wise are the few of you who seek. You live and move in water and have your existence in the water. You have come from the water and you will return to the water. You live in the water, but you do not know it. In the same way, you live in God, and yet you ask me, show us God. God is in all things, and everything is in God."
Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. He speaks. The doubter sees things and events within the limitations of matter. The earthly eyes perceive only what is earthly, the condensed substance, matter. So it is only the things and events of this world that are perceived by the earthly eyes and registered by the cells of the brain. The spiritual eye, the eye of the soul, looks behind the material. It looks right through matter and perceives the things and events of this world in the light of the eternal law. And the fine senses of the soul recognize the true and the untrue. God is law. And the one who lives in the law of God draws and gives from the source of the eternal life, from the truth. The human being in the ocean, God, perceives matter as a reflection, as a reflected image of the truth, which emerged through the negative workings of the darkness. The doubter, on the other hand, considers this coarse materiality to be the true life and sees only the reflections of the human ego. The one who considers matter to be the truth takes unlawful reflections as reality because he lives in this illusionary light, in this world of thoughts. The soul and person who live in God do not ask, who or what is God? Or is there a God? They live in God, and God is active through them.
In the prophetic word via Gabriele, Christ further reveals, God is the cosmic ocean. God is radiation. God is light. God is energy. God is love and wisdom. God is nature, the animal world and the starry firmament. God is the Alpha. He is the Omega for coarse materiality, for truth is eternity, and eternity is fine material. The being, the primordial power in which all pure creatures and beings live, is eternal, from eternity to eternity, because God is eternity. Man lives and moves solely through God, the life, which is in him and everywhere, omnipresent. And all that lives, lives from God. God is all radiation. God is all in all things, the ocean, the life and the love. Everything pure consists of countless aspects of life and of love. The pure beings too, the spirit beings, are as images of the Father, the all-radiation, the law. God is the all-streaming law. The divine beings, the spirit beings, are compressed eternal law. They move in the all-stream God. The one who only swims in the riverbed of the temporal does not live consciously in the ocean, God. This is why he asks about the one who maintains and nourishes him and pulsates through him. There is no life without God, the all-ocean. Dear listeners, that was a reading from the great work of Revelation, This is My Word, Alpha and Omega, the Gospel of Jesus. The Christ revelation which true Christians the world over have come to know. Thank you for watching and for listening. We will be glad to welcome you again at our next reading. Goodbye and greetings in God.